चाहता है, दिल चाहता है, दिल चाहता है, कभी ना बीते चमकीले दिन।
Hello and welcome back to Jolly Good Bollywood Members Only. This is the part 2 of our second episode on travel in Bollywood film. So if you have not heard part 1, please go and listen to it. It's available on all of our platforms right now. Please check it out. We talk about travel right from the 60s until the 90s and arrive at the moment of the millennial turn. And today we will be talking about the post-millennial film's relationship with travel. To talk about this moment of globalization and the incorporation of the diaspora is that, again, we see a kind of purpose in why people are in these locations. That
when Karan Johar takes over the mantle of being Bollywood's most sought after director, right. I think by now this whole concept of people traveling for a particular purpose becomes very strong across the Hindi film industry.
If you see sort of just Karan Johar's body of work in this period, 2001, of course, it starts off with Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, where Yash Raj Raichand, who has this mansion supposedly in Delhi, we find a chopper coming, flying across somewhere in Scotland. And then we have the second half of the movie taking place primarily in London. And I think the cinegoers incorporation is actually in that weird moment where Hrithik, while investigating where his brother Rahul, played by Shah Rukh, is, goes to Chandni Chowk to find out from Haldiram, played by Johnny Lever, and his family where they are. And they engage in this bizarre conversation about kahan gaye, when finally his son Ghasite Ram pulls Hrithik down and says, "Wo log London gaye hain, ek din main bhi jaunga." Which I think is a very interesting way of incorporating sort of the middle class desire for these locations, whether for travel or for work or whatever. And if you follow Karan Johar's body of work, Kal Ho Na Ho, which is basically, he regrets not directing the film. It's his story. And in his book, An Unsuitable Boy, he says...
So we all suspect that he goes directed.
He then makes, Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna, which is again set entirely in New York. We don't get anything outside of it. And then he finishes sort of this decade off with My Name Is Khan, which takes you again
across the United
across
States,
the US. Yeah. So I think it's really an interesting moment. We get Gangster. One of the films that I found fascinating in this period was Gangster, which is a 2006 Anurag Basu movie, which takes place, a lot of it takes place in South Korea. And I've always thought, and they use it beautifully, and I've always thought for an industry that seems to sometimes copy South Korean films, why they don't set more films in South Korea or more films in other places. Even Australia makes rare appearances.
But yeah, I absolutely agree with you on this. But by now, people are traveling with a purpose. Even if they are not traveling, they have a strong sense of purpose. I mean, Swadesh is a very good example of something that happens,
right.
Something in which, there's a role reversal of sorts. The guy comes to India with a purpose from abroad and then decides to stay here and look after his people.
No, I think Swadesh is an incredible example of the sort of the reversal of consciousness that happens around this time, where suddenly, after like decades of exoticizing the Swiss Alps and Paris and so on, we sort of turn the frame backwards altogether. And this man who works in NASA, lives in the US, comes back, and we get this song where he's driving through, and you get to turn the lens towards rural India as sort of this place which is being the object of your attention. This sort of, it brings us to perhaps the present and most popular kind of travel movies that we can think of, which is the brand of soul searching and the kind of self-realization and self-actualization that happens to people during these road trips. And I think the first of these, and they're often, I have noticed, closer to home as well, although they do have their share of international travel as well. The first of these is Dil Chahta Hai. Dil Chahta Hai's second half is largely in Australia. But to me, the part, and I think for people in our generation, the most interesting part is always that Goa trip, which has given rise to sort of heaps of content about failed Goa trips being planned by groups of millennial friends. For me, the beauty of the film is in these moments where you see the three of them sitting and not having anything to say and just taking it all in.
Dil Chahta Hai, when it came out, I think it was 2001 when it came out. And I think it was, again, it was a generation of Indians who were growing up back then. They were liberal. They were doing well in terms of the economy, and which kind of strengthened the directors and producers into making these kind of films. And Dil Chahta Hai in particular is a very important example with regard to that. The understanding a particular bond, I mean, though they have been friends for years.
Right, but that kind of bonding.
Understanding the importance of the bond, and it happens only when, you know, they are out of their safe spaces and they take a trip, and then they realize that this is who we are. This is what our friendship looks like.
Right. It's interesting that in 2001, on one hand, we have something like Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham. And on the other hand, we have Dil Chahta Hai. Both of these films turn 20 next year, which just gives me a rude shock about my own age. So we won't go there. But the fact that we get these two kinds of model of a sort of a desire of upward mobility. On one hand, you want to go abroad and you have this life that Rahul and Anjali have, but where they still say, Mera Bharat Mahan. And then on the other hand, you have these trips to Goa in convertibles, where they're staying in fancy places, taking trips on boats and sort of making sure that Goa never runs out of sort of tourism business after this. And then this brand of movie where something about the trip is life-altering becomes much more popular. You get very famously Jab We Met, which is about this trip that these two people take and their experiences during them. One of the films that comes out also in the 2000s, which I don't know if a lot of people have watched, is a 2009 film called Road Movie, which has Abhay Deol in it, which I'm very fond of. It was actually taken out of theaters midweek because so few people saw it. But it's a really interesting reflection on different kinds of people traveling. This moment is very interesting to me with something like Honeymoon Travels, for example. I find it fascinating where Goa gets recast as a different site of travel.
And I think Honeymoon Travels Private Limited, we see multiple protagonists and why you know they are traveling. Each have their, like, each of them have their own purpose of traveling. Each of them, they look at the trip differently, and you know, there are different outcomes from the trip for each of them as well. And
I think it also gives you a sense of the different kind of people who are watching the film, who would approach travel in a different way. And you get these, now you get in the age of BuzzFeed and Scoop, you get these handy listicles about the 12 kinds of Indians when you see when you travel. But Honeymoon Travels, quite prescient, gives us an insight into the various different stereotypes of the Indian travelers. This moment's speciality is it sort of shifts the focus from tourism, and it assumes that the Indians are traveling to all of these places anyway, and focuses instead on the journey aspect of it, which is something that is about your own realizations. It's about you discovering something about yourself and the way in which you travel. And I'm thinking of, as we enter the 2000s.
I mean, it is no longer making the audiences awestruck or, you know, exoticizing the experience altogether.
Rather, the purpose is when the person traveling, the characters, they feel awestruck. What is the process or what is their experience about? And I'm again thinking here as we enter the 2010s of Ye Jawani Hai Diwani. You get two of these moments. Of course, you get that wonderful song that takes place most, I think, in Paris, Ilahi, where Ranbir, who's now a travel photographer for, I think...
Yeah, I mean, Ye Jawani Hai Diwani, we have a protagonist who very early on announces that, you know, he is not the stereotypical person. He doesn't want to spend his life inside a cubicle or something. Because
right, it also sort of shows you the evolution of the kind of desires that people have. At the end of Dil Chahta Hai, still these people...
I mean, the desire is no longer to just travel, but to find yourself while traveling, or to find a purpose in traveling, yeah.
Right. I mean, two of the key moments that I really personally liked in Ye Jawani Hai Diwani, one of them is actually mostly deleted. It's the day that Deepika and Ranveer, I think they're called Bunny and Naina, they travel around Udaipur, is it? Which is where the wedding is happening. And they discuss very different perspectives on traveling, where Bunny wants to sort of see everything and Naina wants to take it all in. And then again, the part where, in the first half of the film, where they climb this summit in the middle of the night or in early mornings, whatever. And in that sort of that clarity that they have in that moment, where they are on top of this mountain, there's nobody else. And something in them is altered because of that. But of course, these movies are about very privileged people who can just afford to take these trips, and they don't need to think about whether they, I mean, they have to become an engineer to make sure that their family gets the next paycheck. So, of course, there is that element to so many of these films. Think about Zindagi Na Milegi Dusara.
But that's soul searching, right?
Yeah.
I mean, soul searching is the greatest thing that one can indulge in. So, it doesn't really matter if you have the resources to do that, but as long as you are into it. I mean, even in Anjana Anjani, which is again another Ranbir Kapoor film where it's mostly set in foreign locations and there's a lot of traveling involved. Ye Jawani Hai Deewani, of course, we've discussed about. The purpose is, we never really get to see much of the background of these people. I mean, what they do or how good they are at what they do and what are the daily struggles or something. The focus is mostly on their traveling and discovering themselves or searching for their souls while they're doing.
And Ranbir Kapoor is very much the poster child of these films. He has Tamasha, he has Ae Dil Hai Mushkil, and in all of these films, this is part of, and he is deeply privileged in one way or another in all of these. And then you have sort of the Zoya Akhtar brand. We leave that. But Zoya Akhtar brand of films also, which is your Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara and Dil Dharakne Do, again about immensely privileged people traveling. And I think we also get, now it's not so much about traveling, like getting to see Paris or London in the same way as the 60s, but sort of seeing this kind of traveling. Because I don't know, if you and I want to backpack through Europe, it sure as hell is not going to look as glamorous as they made it look. It's going to look a lot more different, and which is something that I don't know if we see. I think, again, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my favorite bad traveling film in this respect, which is, any guesses, Shaptashi?
No, I mean lots, but please go ahead.
This is a film starring Uday Chopra and Tanisha Mukherjee. It's a 2005 film called Nikki.
Why not? How could we forget?
Yes, it's directed by Arjun Sabloke, and it is possibly the cringiest of these traveling and discovering and having life-altering experiences film. I think Abhishek Bachchan also has a brief appearance in the film. So if people are inclined towards watching some bad travel films, I recommend this. I also think that an interesting film which looks at it very differently and does this in India, speaking of Abhishek Bachchan, is Bunty or Bubbly. Again, they have these heists in various parts of India. It's not as diverse. It's mostly in the Uttar Pradesh region. But I think most recently, the film that about travel that I most enjoyed perhaps is Queen, which was, again, it was not the same kind of traveling as we see in these Ye Jawani Hai Deewani and Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara. This is very much a person who has middle-class desires and aspirations and who has booked this trip with all her savings to go to Amsterdam and to Paris. And in Paris, sort of the experiences that she has, I remember the scene where she's almost given a backpack and asked to backpack through Europe and not carry her giant suitcase around.
I think Queen is an exception, right? I mean, you rarely get to see that kind of film where the protagonists are who come from a class that a majority of the Indian audience would recognize, or they would identify with, and that is probably the kind of travel experience most Indians would have in all possibility. So, I mean, apart from having a very very nice story and a very very good performance from Kangana, I think one of the USPs of the film was this whole fact that this is not like a bunny or any other character from a Yash Raj film.
Precisely. Like her Paris experience is not the very well shot, glamorous Ilahi Mera Dil Aaye Aaye, which I personally found very refreshing. So one of the things that I feel now watching these the Akhtar siblings brand of travel movies is a kind of like immense FOMO and annoyance almost, because I can never, I mean, expect that I will be traveling like this. My brand of travel might look different, which is why I feel like the homegrown travel movies like Bajrangi Bhaijaan, which again has international travel, it's in Pakistan, but it appeals a lot more to my sensibilities as a middle class person, or Piku for that matter. I feel like Piku, yeah, again is a very interesting, it's not fundamentally a travel movie, but if you're thinking of traveling in movies, Piku has that
Even Highway, for example. I mean, again, it's not a traveling movie per se.
Right.
But we come across, you know, protagonists who undertake a journey to, and these are people a majority of us could identify with. But I think now, I mean
the Stockholm syndrome aside. Stockholm syndrome, Highway is a beautifully shot film. I feel like Imtiaz, of course, is always making these films which have an element of travel, and these lost boy and girl discovering each other. Right from his first film, Socha Natha, which again has a significant Goa trip plotline. And then, of course, famously, Jab We Met. Recently, he made the film that with Shah Rukh Khan, When Harry Met Sejal, where Shah Rukh Khan is actually a tour guide. And the film is quite terrible. But I feel like Imtiaz did some of his finest work about travel, self-discovering journey, and these two people in Highway also.
Yeah, because I think there also what in many of his earlier works, since we're talking about Imtiaz, these people had very identifiable problems, like be it, you know, Socha Natha, or be it Shahid Kapoor in Jab We Met, it's someone, or be it Alia Bhatt in Highway. I mean, that's something many of us would identify with, and many of us would. I mean, this is not a protagonist who would just travel for the sake of it, or because there are some, you know, rich family issues, like there, like what we saw in Dil Dharakne Do, or whatever it was, that ensemble film. So I think, yeah, I mean, Though directors are trying to blur the lines, what successfully emerges out of these, the present class of travel films, is that there would always be a difference, right?
Yes.
Be it a class difference or a socioeconomic difference. That is very evident from the protagonist's outlook.
Right.
And how directors handle their experiences. That is something that...
I think one of the interesting ways of looking at the ways in which directors are trying to play with this framework is sort of exploring Goa trips, or a history of Goa trips in films. From Dil Chahta Hai, you have these honeymoon travels moment. And then most recently, one of the very interesting Goa trips in films I saw was a film that I adore called Tu Hai Mera Sunday, which is a film about a few people in Mumbai looking for a place to play football. And if people haven't seen it, I highly recommend it.
Tu Hai Mera Sunday was one of the finest films I've seen. You know, it has Barun Sobti in it. And it has, I am forgetting
the name. Kahana Goswami.
Kahana Goswami, yes. It's a beautiful film. It's about this group of people in Bombay. They play football in the streets, and, you know, they have a life of their own. They take a day-long trip to Goa.
I think it's a weekend trip, just a couple of days. And you really understand, I feel like you really identify with them, where they're suffocated in all of their, like, regular work-life rhythms. And they need that breath of fresh air.
It's not a trip. The trip that they take, it's not something in which everyone's happy. Even in that trip, they have some issues which come up, and
it's also a trip that is life altering for any of them.
They end up fighting very badly with each other during the trip, and that I think that is the brand of travel movies that probably the industry needs to come out with more and more. Showing travel as a means of escapism is fine, but there should be an element of realism to it.
If we look back at trips we have taken with friends or families, trips can get very stressful at times, but there's also sort of the beauty of just being in a different place, having a slight respite, which Tu Hai Mera Sunday does beautifully, I think. The 2 days of Goa, it's not life altering for any of them. They don't sit around to like Shankar Ehsaan Loy's background music and realize that hum hamesha dost rahenge. And yet the fact that they had this experience, this momentary release, is still something that stays with the viewer in some way.
And for a majority of us travelers, it's a very far-fetched idea to think that, you know, just a travel experience would be a life-altering one, because in most cases, it is not. It's a memorable one, definitely, like the one depicted in Tu Hai Mera Sunday was. It's a memorable one,
right.
But calling every travel experience a life-altering one would be taking it a bit too far.
Right. Which I think sometimes I feel like we should put Imtiaz Ali and Zoya and Farhan Akhtar on a bus and just send them on these two-day trips to like Goa or Panchgani and be like, realize that there can be other ways of doing this also. The final kind of travel, which we just
Kind of travel that we want to speak about is definitely life-altering travels Bollywood films. And this is not the travel that this is not domestic travel or traveling to foreign exotic locations, but this is a notch higher.
This is basically the travel from speculative fiction. This is time travel or traveling to different dimensions and so on. We haven't had our own Avengers yet, but we'll have to see what Rohit Shetty can and cannot do. But I'm thinking of films like Action Replay or Bar Bar Dekho, which are about time travel.
But I think my favorite time travel bad Bollywood film would definitely be Fantoosh, starring Paresh Rawal.
I'm surprised you did not say Love Story 2050. Herman Bolja and so I don't think it's as bad. Fantoosh is actually or should be a cult classic of sorts. It's got Paresh Rawal.
It's really enjoyable. It's hilarious in parts. There are some unbelievably insane sequences, like the protagonists making mustaches out of horse tails. There is a sequence. Yeah, there is actually a sequence. People, if you want to look that up, there's this.
I mean, Fantoosh must be available quite easily on YouTube or somewhere. Please YouTube, watch it. You will not regret it.
Yeah, you will not regret it. It's the funniest movie that you can watch.
But in this respect, I do have to mention that mine and yours, I know for a fact, obviously, the favorite film about like these alternate kinds of travel, which is not about time travel per se, but is rather a 2003 adaptation, a partial adaptation of Gulliver's Travel, is a film starring Javed Jafri and Manav Kaul called Jajantaram Mamantaram. It is an iconic film, and I highly recommend.
I remember actually when it was coming out, there was quite a strong buzz about it. People primarily because it was a semi adaptation of Swift's novel, and also because I think something like that had never been filmed
I had seen, of course, international releases like this, but like this was this fantasy action comedy film, which I, in the sense that I had never seen something like this, at least coming out of Hindi cinema. There have been like
you have Javed Jafri, you have a villain named Chamunda. What's not to like?
Other films in other industries that I can think of, like My Dear Kutti Chatan, Little John, and I forget the 3D. These are all films from the South and various industries. But Jalantaram Mamantaram is, for me, like if you think about it, it is my favorite traveling film. I'm just going to go out and say it. It is about this person who one night finds himself washing ashore on, like, basically, I forget what the land is called. Basically, it's meant to be the Lilliput land. And then
it's called Lilliput, right? If I'm not wrong, I mean, I think it is called Lilliput only.
They may have a different species name, I forget, but it's got actually a lovely soundtrack. But we will just leave people on that note, I think, for today. Go and watch Jajantaram Mamantaram and Fantoosh. It's travel like you've never done before.
We discussed nearly a couple of dozen films, but the takeaway from this is go and watch Fantoosh and Jajantaram Mamantaram.
It is really travel like you have never done or will never do, I imagine.
Because I'm sure all of our listeners, they must have traveled, you know, they have their own travel experiences, good and bad. They have their own favorite travel movies.
They have bucket lists of Europe and Goa, but you
never have a bucket list of washing ashore in an island called Lilliput, or traveling back to time.
Yes, and then having to make mustaches with horse tails, which is something
exactly. Since such experiences are highly unlikely, we would recommend that you watch Fantoosh and Jayantham Mamantharam and keep your all other traveling plans until and unless we get out of this crisis.
Yes, stay home, stay safe, and watch movies. If you like this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. Follow us on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And we will be back next week with talking about some other kinds of films. Let us know what you would like to hear about.
मिल जाएं यारो जब हम हम गम हो जाएंगे खत्म